This frequency is
88.1. WCWP.
Coming up later tonight on WCWP, Urban Addiction with Eli and KJ. Up next, it's Evening Jazz with Mike Shamari on WCWP.
Yes, this is Evening Jazz. I am Mike Shamari, and this is Peter White with Festival. Evening Jazz on 88.1 WCWP. I'm Mike Shamari, and that was John Favicchio with Black from World Time in 1997. John's band, the Dharma All-Stars, performed at Morell's Restaurant in Westbury last Thursday night. I was there. Great set. They always are, but this one, the most recent one is always the best one. Hello to everybody I saw there. And happy birthday to Bill Harris, who was on saxophone Thursday night. It's his birthday today, which is why else would I say happy birthday if it wasn't his birthday? Before that, Peter White with Festival from Réveillez-vous, and hopefully I said that right, which means wake up in French, in 1990. Here's an easier title to say, Kiko by Earl Klugh. Featuring Louis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson on bass. Evening Jazz with Mike Shamari on 88.1 WCWP. Chiellini Minucci and Special Effects with July from Without You in 2010, this very year. Chiellini Minucci was on the guitar there. Oh, by the way, he was also at he also played with the Dharma All-Stars last Thursday, and he was giving these CDs out, Without You. Jay Rowe was on the keyboards, Lionel Cordue on the drums, Jerry Brooks on bass, and Philip Hamilton percussion. Before that, Earl Klugh with Kiko from Living Inside Your Love in 1976, featuring Dave Grusin on the electric piano and percussion, Harvey Mason on more percussion, and Louis Johnson of the Brothers Johnson on bass. The Crusaders are who you'll hear next on Evening Jazz.
The Photographic Federation of Long Island.
Urban Addictions.
Evening Jazz continues on 88.1 WCWP with Snowflake by the Crusaders.
WCWP.
Evening Jazz with Mike Shamari.
And that was Ken Navarro with After Dark from After Dark in 1991. And it isn't dark yet. Probably not for another hour or less. I think sunset is in like 20 minutes. But on After Dark, John Osmond was on the acoustic piano. Before that, the Crusaders with Snowflake from Images in 1978. Here now is David Benoit, who has a new album coming out next Tuesday called Earthglow. This is from a couple of albums ago, if you count Jazz for Peanuts. And the album is Heroes, and the name of the song is a Michael Jackson... Well, the name of the song is Human Nature, which is a Michael Jackson cover by David Benoit. WCWP, Evening Jazz, with Mike Shamari tonight. That was David Benoit with Human Nature, a Michael Jackson cover from Heroes in 2008. As I said before I played this, David Benoit has a new album coming out next Tuesday called Earthglow. Weather for tonight, partly cloudy, low 42. Winds light and variable. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 66. With a light breeze, very light, 5 to 10 miles per hour, west-northwest. Tomorrow night, clear, low 44. Thursday, sunny again, highs in the mid-60s. It's 51 degrees here at WCWP, and George Benson is next on Evening Jazz.
At
as the weather gets warmer. Total Access.
Evening Jazz continues here on 88.1 WCWP with Living Inside Your Love by George Benson. Yes, the same Living Inside Your Love that is Living Inside Your Love by Earl Klugh.
Never give up on this feeling.
Your evening jazz on WCWP.
And that was Dave Grusin with City Lights. And the lights have come on outside of WCWP here. They've been on inside, as they should be. We don't want to be working in the dark. And Dave Grusin's City Lights is from Mountain Dance in 1980. Harvey Mason was on the drums on that. He and Dave and Harvey doubled up on percussion on Earl Klugh's song earlier. Speaking of Earl Klugh, before we heard Dave, we heard George Benson with Living Inside Your Love from Living Inside Your Love in 1979. Cover of Earl Klugh. Earl Klugh was on the acoustic guitar and Will Lee was on the bass. Speaking of covers, here is a John Coltrane cover, which is a re-recording for Tom Scott because he also played this on his Tom Scott and the LA Express album. Tom Scott with Da Homie Dance. And hopefully I said that correctly. Evening Jazz with Mike Shamari on 88.1 WCWP. Tom Scott with Da Homie Dance from Them Changes in 1990. A re-recording of his track from Tom Scott and the LA Express in 1973. If I didn't say it already, Da Homie Dance, a John Coltrane cover, featured Tom Scott on the saxophones and the Yamaha WX7 Iwi, Dave Kaz on additional saxophones, Eric Gale, the late Eric Gale, on the rhythm guitar, Pat Kelly on the lead guitar, Barnaby Finch on the synthesizers, Tim Landers on the bass, and Art Rodriguez with the drums and percussion. Mondays and Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. you can learn to meditate at Global Harmony House. Global Harmony House in Great Neck. Admission is free, all are welcome, and sessions are even available by appointment. For more information and to RSVP, call 773-0971. 516-773-0971. Joe McBride will take us into hour two next on Evening Jazz.
Remember when the radio was our...
This is Professor T.K. Blue. I am the Director of Jazz Studies here, and this is WCWP, Brookville, New York, broadcasting on 88.1 FM from the CW Post campus of Long Island University.
Taking us into hour two, Joe McBride with Highland Park. You are now in hour two of Evening Jazz on 88.1 WCWP. I'm your Tuesday night host, Mike Shamari. That still is Joe McBride with Highland Park in the Dallas area, Dallas, Texas, from Keys to Your Heart in 1996. There's also a Highland Park in New Jersey. I Googled that earlier, or I found that out on Google. Highland Park from Keys to Your Heart in 1996. I might have said that already, but my mind wanders when I'm talking. I tried not to make that happen, but what can you do? Hour two begins with Chuck Loeb. Joe McBride plays keyboards and piano. Well, there is neither piano nor keyboards on Chuck's Between Two Worlds album, where you can find this song, Mittens. It brings back Will Lee on the bass. You heard him earlier with George Benson. And a host of others. I'll get to them after you hear this. Chuck Loeb with Mittens, 88.1 WCWP. 88.1 WCWP Evening Jazz with Mike Shamari. That was Alexander Zonchik with Tongue Twister. With From Doing the D in 2009, written by Jeff Lorber. And Jeff was on the keyboards, the guitar, and the synth bass on Tongue Twister, among other musicians. Before that, also from 2009, Chuck Loeb with Mittens from Between Two Worlds, an album devoid of keyboards. Till Brenner had that trumpet solo. Eric Marienthal was on the saxes and the flute, Will Lee on bass, Dave Weckl on drums, and Bashiri Johnson percussion. Eric and Dave were part of the Chick Corea Electric Band in the 80s and the 90s, and they got back together for a while in this decade. Right now, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Plucky. Evening Jazz on 88.1 WCWP. Greg Kourakos with Wildwood from GK in 2009. Featuring Oscar Seton on the drums. Before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass with Plucky from What Now, My Love in 1966. Alex Bunyan is who you will hear next on Evening Jazz.
Join your family, friends, Total Access.
Well, Evening Jazz continues here on 88.1 WCWP with Alex Bunyan, Love Season.
This is Evening Jazz with Mike Shamari.
And that was Larry Carlton with Small Town Girl. From Collection in 1990, one of two original tracks on that Collection album. Joe Sample was on the keyboards on there. Joe and Larry were together in the Crusaders for much of the 70s and a couple albums in the 80s. Before that, Alex Bunyan with Love Season from Love Season in 1989. He redoes that song. He calls it another Love Season on his most recent album, Going Home. Well, right now, we have Mindy Hebert with Mojo on Evening Jazz. WCWP. Evening Jazz is the show that you're listening to. Mindy Hebert is who you just heard with Mojo from Stars in 2008. The weather for tonight, partly cloudy, low 42. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high of 66. Tomorrow night, clear, low 44. Thursday, sunny, highs in the mid-60s. It's 50 degrees under partly cloudy skies here at WCWP. The Rippingtons are next.
Urban Addiction.
Evening Jazz continues on 88.1 WCWP with something off the Rippingtons' debut album, Moonlighting, Intimate Strangers. We bring back Greg Kourakos, who we heard earlier on the keys, and Dave Kaz on the iwi. WCWP, Mike Shamari with you on Evening Jazz. Spyro Gyra with Cayo Hueso, Key West, from Stories Without Words in 1987. Before that, the Rippingtons with Intimate Strangers from Moonlighting in 1986. David Benoit was on the piano on there, Greg Kourakos on the other keyboards, and Dave Kaz on the iwi, Electronic Wind Instrument. That's what iwi stands for. It's an acronym. Only two songs left tonight on Evening Jazz, and this is one of those songs, This Time Around by Norman Brown, from his junior album, Better Days Ahead. His junior in the high school, college sense, so third album. This is Evening Jazz on 88.1 WCWP with your host for tonight, Mike Shamari. That was Norman Brown with This Time Around from Better Days Ahead in 1996. The not-for-profit Waterfront Center is a combination sailing school and marine education center. It offers a variety of programs for both children and adults. Those at Waterfront Center work to get people out on the waters and learn about marine habitats. It's a U.S. Sailing Association, accredited facility, and for more information about the Waterfront Center or their programs, call 516-922-SAIL, 516-922-SAIL, or go to thewaterfrontcenter.org. Evening Jazz will be back with you tomorrow night. Same time, same station. Bat time, bat station, I guess, if you want to use Batman terms. Urban Addiction / The Lockdown with, as he prefers to call it, Eli is next. The last song of tonight's Evening Jazz is by Dan Siegel. It's called Just Like That from Inside Out in 2004. We bring back Oscar Seton on this on the drums. We heard him earlier in the hour with Greg Karukas. Also, Alan Hines on the lead guitar and Daryl Crooks on the rhythm guitar on this track. Dan Siegel, Just Like That. Mike Shamari, Evening Jazz. So long, everybody. Again, Urban Addiction next.